Hello, what's cooking, everybody? What's cooking? Hey, today episode, I really want to talk about working with your spirits, working with your ancestors or your Orisha or your Loa or your spiritual guides and expecting gratification based on the work that you did. Like, let me give you an example. What I'm saying is, let's say that you're looking for a job. I usually use jobs as an example. To me, it's like the easiest way to get to somebody's DNA. But anyway, job or anything. And you haven't worked in about a year, and you're doing spiritual work every day. You cleansing yourself, you're cleansing your home, you're giving offerings, you are putting fruits out there, you're doing everything that you can. You're doing cleansings after cleansings. And guess what? 6 months down the line comes and you still haven't found no job. And you constantly, you're so hooked on doing work all the time that you're forgetting about taking action about the things that you have to be responsible for. So I'm going to give you another example. Let's say that you are working on your relationship and you want your relationship to be better, and you're doing work, you're doing cleansings, you want your house to be more peaceful, but you're not changing your attitude. You're still snapping, you're still acting crazy, you're still disrespecting. So no matter how much work you do, it doesn't matter how much money you spend, things are not going to happen, and you're wasting your time. Magic is not something that works without action. You guys got to take a look at this right here. Magic and action plays a big role in both. Action needs magic. Well, magic needs action, basically. Not all the way around. Magic needs action in order for it to manifest. You want a job, you have to go out there and look while you're doing your cleansings, you're doing your spiritual work. You can do all those spiritual works all the time. And then what you do is you focus on the aspect of actually just getting that job, because then you're going to be blaming the spirits, you're going to be blaming God, you're going to be blaming everybody that things are not going the way that you expect them to go, and then you're going to leave them behind because you are usually doing this because you want a better life and you want a better your life. But you know what? Another thing you got to know is that magic and all these things are not going to work unless you change your mindset, unless you change the way you think, unless you put your mind in a positive form and also understand how the universe really works and how energy really works in order for you to see results. If you are negative minded, if you are pessimist, you're always thinking negative. Well, that's negative minded, basically. And your thoughts are always on the negative aspect of the equation. You can't expect that no matter how much money you spend in spells, in spiritual work, in cleansings and all that, you can't expect things to actually just come to you just because you actually think you're doing it. Number one, if you are thinking negative, you have no faith. There is no way you can have faith by being negative. There is no way. If you are doubtful, there is no faith. So why are you using this? Why are you doing this? Obviously, you have no faith, because if you did that work once to get yourself a better job, you don't have to do it again. Why you keep doing it all over and doing it 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 and doing it? Oh, this sounds like the song "And Doing It Wild" by LL. But now, seriously, you doing it for what? Think. Use your brain. Use that little peanut brain you got. Think. Change the way you think. Change the way you see things. Do work, give offerings, do whatever you want to do, but take action. I know of this lady, well, this priestess, when I used to live in Florida, and she hadn't had a job for like 2 years. And she was complaining, talking about that she was going to leave spirits, and she didn't care about them anymore because she felt like they were not working for her. Like, she felt like they were just there. Like she was just wasting her time and wasting her energy in all these different things. And she was about to walk out from spirits. So when she said that to me, my response to her was, well, leave them. You ain't doing them no favor. Listen. You are not doing the spirits any favors. If you want to leave them, leave them. Don't talk about it. If you want to get rid of them, get rid of them. Because you know what? If you do that, you don't even know that if you think things are bad now, you can only imagine how things are going to be if you do that. They're going to go worse. Think like a human being. Put your mind to think and understand that in order for those spirits to really work and give you exactly what it is that you want, you have to do something about it. You want a better job? Go well, start looking. Start looking. Is that in the back of your mind 24 hours a day? A new job, 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 a new job. And what are you doing to get it? What are you doing to get it? Think about that. So this is what this segment was about. This segment was about that because I also know a lot of practitioners out there that, you know, that all they do is talk about how much spiritual work they're doing for themselves, but they're not in the position that they should be. So you are a spiritual being, you are a priest, and your life is not the way you want it to be. It's not the spirits. Obviously, it's not the spirits. Is you. So this is not going only to people that are learning to work with spiritual guides and learning how to tap into with the ancestors. This is going for people who are priests and priestesses too. Stop complaining. Stop nagging. Do what you got to do. Do that work. Trust it and take massive action. And you're going to see how your life is going to change. You're going to see how your life is going to change. So I hope that you enjoyed this segment. Do not forget to tap into my YouTube account and subscribe. And make sure that you hit me up on my Instagram and let me know how you felt about this particular segment. Until then, until the next one, you have a wonderful day.